Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Teresa Medved and I am a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from Luke 17, verses 20 through 25. And it says, "Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he said in reply, 'The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce, "Look, here it is," or "There it is." For behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to his disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who say to you, 'Look, there he is,' or 'Look, here he is.' Do not go off and do not run in pursuit. For just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day." And I find it really interesting in this passage and in others that we often see Jesus being questioned, whether for better or for worse, if people are trying to understand him or if they're trying to accuse him. He answers in super particular ways. And it usually inspires me to pause and think when I am either teaching or being asked questions too. And why is that? Because he often speaks simply. He speaks in words that people can follow and that are relevant to the crowd that he's referring to. He is typically calm, although there are times when his anger is right and just. For example, in the temple, he's typically calm and speaks with self-control, and he speaks truth no matter what, which segues into the last one, that he gives glory to God always. So even when hard or when his will is being challenged, he surrenders his will to the Lord to God for his greater glory. And that really causes me to pause and think when I'm speaking, and just to think, okay, what would Jesus say? And here we have the Pharisees, and they're asking God questions again, and they're asking him when God's kingdom is coming, which I think is kind of ironic because they're talking to King Jesus himself, who's standing in front of them. And Jesus says that you won't be able to pinpoint it. No one can grasp it. You won't be able to like hold it. And why is that? He says, "For behold, the kingdom is among you." And I think that's a pretty bold claim, but it's pretty cool because Jesus always speaks radically. And I think he means two things in this phrase. The first one being he's saying the kingdom of God is among you. And he probably means this literally a little bit because he is the king. He's the Son of God, the Son of Man, and he's standing in front of them, and he's saying, "Won't you open your eyes and see that the kingdom of God is at hand? It's here, it's happening, and I need you to open your eyes." But second, he's also saying that the kingdom of God is among you, and the word "among," actually, when you break it down, it means to be surrounded by or in the company of. And so it's pretty cool to just imagine that the kingdom of God is actually surrounding us. And because God has given us his Holy Spirit within us, that we actually have the kingdom of God within us. And so if we're all, you know, if you look at humanity and each of us is a little pod of the kingdom, then we're actually surrounding each other with heaven, which is just really awesome to think about. And he goes on to say that, you know, there's going to be people that come and say, "Oh, look, here it is," or "There it is." He says, but don't, you know, follow false idols, don't chase after dreams, like chase after things that are claiming to be the kingdom, but be rooted in what you hear and what you see. And he says that in this, he says, you'll find security and trust. And in my own life, there have been seasons, there is one in particular that came to mind when I was seeking Jesus, but I really didn't know what that looked like, and I don't think I could have verbalized it, but I was running after him, trying to fit him into different places of my life. And that is where I erred. I was trying to fit Jesus into my life instead of allowing my life to be modeled by Jesus's. And so even though through that season, moved irrationally, I was chasing different jobs, the Lord used that for his glory in the end. But he taught me a lot and made me a better person for it, that now I don't desire to really move anywhere unless he says so. And though easier said than done, when I do that, it's actually just a lot better. There's a lot more peace and a lot more security and trust that he has his will for me and that I'm living in it. And so today, as we continue to reflect on this passage and as we are approached maybe by friends or by your children or spouses or families in different moments to answer questions or maybe teach, that we would ask Jesus to live within us and allow us to be vessels of his truth and speak with grace and peace, that we would continue to surround humanity and the world with heaven's presence. And Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you for this day and this opportunity to learn from you and your scriptures and apply them to our lives. And this has been a scripture reflection on Luke 17, verses 20 to 25. Again, my name is Teresa, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless and have a lovely day.